नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेमिने कृष्णाय गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सदभक्ताय भक्ति तत्व विवेक भक्ति मुक्ति स्पीडा यावत पिशाची हृदय वर्तते तावत भक्ति सुख स्यात्र कथम अपि प्रयोग करि आई वांटेड टू एक्सप्लेन होल बुक बट इट विल टेक So much time. And the subject is some philosophical. So some of you cannot have so much space for that. But it is the platform, just like it, to make a platform for Bhakti. So I wanted to explain, but we are only today and after one day. Then we will go to Beijing. So I am going to explain some special things. The essence. How we can follow. But try to follow it. Very strict. If you are not following all these things and chanting only 16 rounds and not doing anything else or reading some book, it will not do. We should try to make this platform. I know that some devotees taking afim, ganja, also wine, but they cover all these things that anyone cannot see. But their faces so tell very all cannot read, but some can read. So you are cheating yourself. So try to be very bold and very strong in this. Don't take all this. Otherwise Kali will be there. Now I'm coming to, we have told that there are three aspects of parsattva, Advaita Jnana parsattva. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Among three, Brahma, Bhagavan, Paripurna Sarvasakti Visit Bhagavan Iti. When that Paratattva is Paripurna, meaning with whole his energy, potency, quality, root, wound, lila and all other things, then is called Bhagavan. When he enters partly in the hearts of jivas, like Sakshi, then he becomes. And when we see only so Jnana then it becomes like Brahma. But these two aspects, devotees should not have any link with them. The object of this pure bhakti is Bhagavan. In also Bhagavan, there are two kinds of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is one, but two aspects. Where Swarup Shakti is fully there with Supreme Personality of Godhead, all kinds of opulence are there. So it is called Aishwarya, like perfume, Narayana, that aspect. And where there is Swarup Shakti in his fullest,
most complete.
In speed mode, then it is called Madhu. What is written there?
Where the internal potency, Swarup Shakti, displays its complete opulence, Aishwarya, there Bhagavan appears as Vaikunthanath Narayan. And where the internal potency displays its supreme sweetness, Madhurya, there Bhagavan appears as Sri Krishna.
Go on.
In spite of being predominant almost everywhere, Aishwarya loses its charm in the presence of Madhurya.
In this world, everywhere, appearance is more powerful than sweet. But no example of where appearance is covered with what? Not example. Only we can see appearance and we will be sure. Oh, so appearance. But in world, sometimes a sublime abha,
semblance
can we can see. That I have forgotten the name of that prince of England.
Prince Charles.
He has love for any lady. But lady was not lord in lord family. A prince can marry that lady, but he will not be the king of kings. There was time. And at that time, whole world life, everywhere, pretty school was there. Then Parliament told him that you can marry, but you will be deprived of whole being in power. And he kicked that appellant. And he preferred love to that lady. This is something of ours. Not reflection, perverted reason. But there in Vrindavan, Golo Vrindavan, always opulence is defeated by this motherhood. Always. So in this world there is no example of this Madhurya Murti, very little rare. So all these are attracted to opulence, not to see. very hot. And those who are like this, they are called Raganuga, only by Jove. If anything will come in the heart for this Mahapurusha mood, he will always reject happiness. Always. Even he has a little mood, little attraction or greed for that. But it is very rare in this world. Here, Bhukti Mukti Spriha Javad is there. That these are two kinds of what you should recommend.
As long as the two wishes of the desires for bhukti and mukti remain in a devotee's heart.
What name? Pisachi?
Witches.
What is called witches? Pisachi. In Western countries, they are?
Yeah, they have.
They have?
They go on broom. They drive in broom.
Khadu-kyubar urti yaho.
They are everywhere.
I that in India only pisachis are there. If bhukti and mukti, what bhukti? This is a diet to desire to sense gratification in any way and to desire mukti, any kind of mukti. These are two very great wishes. If bhakti will see that they are there, they will never look there, never come. Bhakti is like a very, very soft, thinly aged Brajabalika. Very soft. Not thinly aged, but
tender
aged.
Just born.
Very beautiful, very sweet. But very soft. If any yadi bhook jor se aa jaye, hot or anything, she will be mudha jayegi. She will be faint. Faint pani mudhyana. Faint mudhyana means like.
Vida.
So, where there is a little smell of these things too, bhakti will never come. But we see that he is chanting, remembering, he has been initiated by anyone, any devotee. Sometimes he weeps. Sometimes, chanting so, Hare Krishna, walk so much. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. As if he is upset. Sometimes, Srila Narahari Prabhu works the best disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and friend of my Guru, Narahari Prabhu. If you see that anyone is chanting Hare Krishna, restless, then you should think that he will not be in mud now, he will give up this mud forever and he will go. So, these are pisachi, devil eaters. Not eat us, but swallow.
Devour.
Devour. Hold. And bhakti will go forever. So,
want.
Kai bhakti. Then Sarup Siddha bhakti will not come. It may be that Sangha Siddha or Arup Siddha will come. Can you tell what is Arup Siddha and Sangha Siddha? More loudly as you speak. Those who are actually not Sarupa Siddha Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Saksham, Atma Nivedan, or 64 kinds of Bhakti, five kinds of Bhakti, three kinds of Bhakti, Nam Sankirtan. Really, there is not. But we are thinking that to make a garden is bhakti, because by that I will serve partly to Krishna. I will make a gosala for 1,000 cows, and some of milk, 1 kilo, I will give daily to Thak, and rest I will. So make a garden, to make a gosala is not among the 64 kinds of bhakti, if there are not. But if actually I have offered myself in the lotus feet of my Gurudev and Krishna, and then making any garden fully to serve, then it is bhakti. Where I am doer, and all things are mine, and of among them, something I am taking and offering to you. This is Arshita. Like Jat Karoshi, Jadash Nasi, Jadjuhoshi, Jadashi Tap, Jat Tapashat Kamteya Tat Kurusha Madharapadam. You should arpan means?
Offer
me.
But if someone is offering nearly everything,
if
someone is offering nearly everything,
even it is Arushita. Who? You are doer of all these things? You are not doer. You are the eternal servant of Krishna. Eternal. So your everything will be for. You are not doer. I am doing anything to please Krishna because I am He. Of this would be there. Otherwise, Arup Siddha Bhakti. And Sangha Siddha Bhakti? Padi Sangha Siddha? Can you tell?
Well, my understanding is that Sangha Siddha means that someone is developing the qualities which are favorable to Vaishnavism, but there is not actual bhakti in the manifestation
okay.
of this quality.
Like this. Okay? Or anything more you can tell?
Sangha Siddha means that which is
very carefully you should hear. Oh.
Sangha said that means that which is associated with devotion. So just like in Sikshastak, it says Renata Pisa Vichina, Sarora Pisa Vichina, Amanina, Maravina, Sridhamina, Sadahari. So, as one is performing bhakti, there are different qualities which are said to be qualities of the devotee, like humility, tolerance, peacefulness, kindness to others, nonviolence, etc. So, if one is exhibiting these different qualities, in with some connection to devotion, they'll be known as Sangasiddha Bhakti. But those qualities in and of themselves are not bhakti.
Yes, sir, say. But there is no Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Nothing Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Samadhan Krishnan Krishna. But desiring devotees something. Like 26 kinds of qualities, which has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Kripal, Akrita Droha, Sapta, Sar, Mauni, and all other things. They are really not bhakti, Sarup Siddha, Saravanam Krasanam Vishnu. They are helpful. So, if they are with bhakti, they are also called bhakti, but Sangha Siddha, not Sarup Siddha. What I told
you? You said that when there is 23 qualities about your presence.
These are not any of them, not related, only one. That is related. And all 25 kinds of all these things are like virtue, good virtue.
So when these 25 qualities are present in a devotee, that they are favorable to bhakti, but they themselves, they are not suited to the bhakti. And you gave example of the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami.
Yeah.
That though he is Mahabhagavat, but his renunciation still is an example of Sangha Siddha.
He is Vairagya.
Vairagya.
All other things. But he was in Raghunath Das Goswami, so his Vairagya is also natural and bhakti. But if separated from bhakti, that virtue, they are not. So, in this world,
when we are using the word Sangha Siddha Bhakti, it means then it is associated with Sabrupti. Sabrupti. When we use this term,
related, anyhow, then they will be called Bhakti, but Sangha Siddha, Sangha Siddha. We should know and try to differentiate them and try to follow Sarup Siddha Bhakti. And you can see that all virtues and all Arup Siddha Bhakti will come automatically in him. In Suddharu, in pure form. It is doing brooming. Brooming is not in any of bhakti. Brooming. But brooming will also be bhakti. Pure bhakti. So anything done for Krishna pleasing, soul clearing, everything will be bhakti if our bhakti is here. Now he is defining what?
In the Dharma, when the byproduct of sannyasa becomes the association of the Vaishnava, he has so many good qualities from the practice of
Dharma. Yes.
So is this the case of Sangha Siddha Bhakti?
No. When he was in Kashi performing all these things, it was for Mukti. They are helper of Mukti. So they are not Sangha Siddha. But when he came and he took initiation and he surrendered and he began to do Sarup Siddha Bhakti, then all virtues turned Sangha Siddha.
and that became Samana Siddhi Bhakti.
But when he was pure devotee, then they were not Sangha Siddha.
So the same quality, first they were Sangha Siddha, then they became Sangha Siddha.
Yes. Yes. Mm. इस जन्म में निरोग रहना स्वदस्तु भोजन की प्राप्ति है भक्ति मुक्ति पीड़ा भक्ति मुक्ति
पीड़ा As long as the two wishes of the desires for bhakti and mukti remain in the devotee's heart, not even a fraction of the pure happiness derived from Surupsita Bhakti will arise.
What?
Both bodily and mental enjoyment are considered bhukti.
What?
Both bodily and mental enjoyment are considered bhukti.
Bhukti. What?
To make an extraneous effort to remain free from disease.
Here. Don't talk. Okay?
To make an extraneous effort to remain free from disease,
hmm.
to desire palatable foodstuffs, strength and power, wealth, followers, wives, sons and daughters, fame and victory are all considered bhukti.
Bhukti means? All are. That I should be very healthy, a rich person. I will do this, that. All are what? In bhukti. And after death, what?
The desire to take one's next birth in a Brahmin family or in a royal family, to attain residence in the heavenly planets or in Brahmalok, or to obtain any other type of happiness in one's next life is also considered
any
bhukti.
Kind of happiness for me, for your own, all are included in. If you have, think yourself, then no bhakti. Very hard, but very easy. Go on.
Practice of the Eightfold Yoga System and to desire the 8 or 18 varieties of mystic perfection are also categorized as bhukti. The greed for bhukti forces the jeev to become subordinate to the 6 enemies headed by lust and anger. Envy easily takes over the heart of the jeev and rules it. Hence, to attain shuddha bhakti, one has to remain completely aloof from the desire for bhukti. To abandon the desire for bhukti, a conditioned soul need not reject the objects of the senses by going to reside in the forest.
What is the meaning? He told? What he told?
One need not to renounce the objects of the senses, one need not leave to the world.
Yeah, money.
And that these are those things of senses which we want to get rid of them. For this it is not required that we should go to gender and fall.
Then what should we do?
Merely going to reside.
So for these we'll have to take sannyas or brahmachari life or those dense forests. It is not this. But there is something essential. What is that?
Merely going to reside in the forest or accepting the dress of a sannyasi will not free one from the desire for bhukti.
What? What is the meaning?
If one tries to drive in the night.
If you are going to forest, dense forest. Bhukti knows the way where you have come. He will take sense.
Well.
And at once quickly follow you there also. If you are even in water, ocean, anywhere in this planet, she will not, you will not get rid of that. If you are taking sannyasi ways, tilak, mala, everything, oh, quickly he will go. He knows that he is actually not rid of. He has wish to send and enjoy him. So simple. At once go and follow. And then lust will come, anger will come, all six enemies will come. And your bhakti will be. If it is sraddha, very little fraction of sraddha, it will also be. So be very careful for that. Only taking sannyas and red cloth or tilak mala, even initiation also taking. Oh, she knows that you have not taken initiation. What we take in initiation? By fire sacrifice, it is external. We should try to take it
internal.
So this mukti, this riches, know whether he is a real devotee or not. If not, he will fall. So,
if bhakti resides in a devotee's heart, then even while living amidst the objects of the senses, he will be able to remain detached from them and will be capable of abandoning the desire for bhakti.
Bharata Maharaj left this world, went there. It may be that he has some attachment for what. So attachment there, it went to a dear boy and he was dispelled from there. So we should think like that.
Therefore, Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī says, Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, Vṛttim Udhātastatra Janasya Bhajane Hare Viśayeśu Gṛhaṣu Arāgatāyo Viliyate Anāsaktasya Viśayānyatāraṁ Svayuṃcataha Nirvanda Kṛṣṇasam Vande Yuktam Vairāgya Muchyate Parāpanchikataya Pustya Haritam Vande Vachana Mamukṣu Viparityāgo Vairāgyam Phalgukatyate.
See this slok of Bhakti Rasami Sindhu of Rupa Goswami. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur always remember everywhere. For beginners, this is important. Otherwise, bhakti will in time come. Anasakta Saprishyan, you should read this thing. Very, very attentively. Don't sleep. Don't be idle. Try to know.
When the jeev develops a taste for Krishna bhajan, at that time his excessive attachment to the objects of the senses starts gradually fading. Then with a spirit of detachment, he accepts the objects of the senses only according to his needs, knowing those objects to be related to Krishna and behaving accordingly. This is called yukta vairagya.
Anything knowing? What is yukta vairagya? Boliye to aap, what is yukta vairagya?
Accepting only those things which are favorable for our progress in spiritual life and rejecting all those which are not. So, yukta vairagya means that we have to discriminate what we could use for Krishna and Guru and which other people could get.
You? Yes. More loudly. What is it?
So, if the object of the sense is only in relationship to the birth of the
sense. He told that. He's telling, okay?
Yukta Vairagya means appropriate renunciation. It means to understand that everything belongs to Krishna, nothing belongs to me. Therefore, in that sense, there is nothing.
But not talking fully. Only what we require. to maintain our life, we can take. If you are going to Puri in Anand Bazaar, have you seen Anand Bazaar? You know the name? You all? Anand Bazaar is the market of Mahaprasadam. So, varieties of preparations of laddu, puri, kachauri, so much dal, very delicious, and so many sweets, various kinds of sweets. And if you think that all are Mahaprasadam, so we should take daily all delicious food up to here, then what will we? You cannot chant, you will have to go to bed. Like, it may be that you will be so fat, and then you can require of a very beautiful sevadasi. Sevadasi, you know? Sevadasi are beautiful boy girls, friends.
Sevadasi.
So, we should not take only to maintain our life. We can take very little. And then praying, Mahaprasadi, Govindi, Namun. Not only uttering, taking it here. I'm not going to eat Mahaprasad, I'm going to serve. When I'm taking name, then I'm serving Krishna name. When I am reading any book, I'm serving Bhagavad. When I'm chanting name, I'm serving Krishna. Like this. Always serving mood. Then you'll get rid of Maya. Otherwise not. Won't. So you should try to be to follow Yukta Vairagya. But sometimes we do opposite to this. By the name of following Yukta Vairagya, we do everything. Like last Thursday we played a drama of Gita Sansar. So we should not try. Very boldly and strongly we should try to follow this Yukta Vairagya. Raghunath Das Goswami was Yukta Vairagya. Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Raya Ramananda, all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like
the renunciation of those who, desiring liberation from matter, reject the objects of the senses, considering them to be illusory, is called pavadu or useless.
What? Yabala.
After a certain clarification, if one comes to this conclusion that this is full of misery, then he desires that we should give up such clarification totally and get the liberation. And such type of desire of renunciation is pavadu, that is artificial.
Yes, sir. Again, oh, without me.
Just as Ramachandra Prabhu was saying, that if one is seeing that in engaging in sense gratification, one is getting so much misery, then, as it is stated here, one will see this as useless, and then they will falsely try to renounce without having this proper realization that ultimately everything is part of Krishna's energy and everything should be utilized in Krishna's service. So such driving renunciation is called false vairagya, false renunciation, because externally there's renunciation, but in the heart there's still so much desire to enjoy the other. So ultimately one will have to enjoy that.
Like Mayavadi. They reject all things. All the beautiful things. That this is Maya. Noisy, noisy. Not imagine?
No.
Oh. This is Maya, this is Maya, rejecting all things. But Vaishnava knows that If you are rejecting everything, you will die at once. Why not in this way that all the things in the whole world are of Krishna? Many of them. Nothing is separate. So we can utilize all these things as a perfect idea. And use it effectively. And what is essential to maintain our life?
Otherwise, if you are rejecting everything, that it is Mahaprasad thing, but not Mahaprasad delicious food you are seeing. Harinam Kirtan, you are seeing like, sound like material sound. Any Vaishnava thing,
this is when this state body is out. This is Maya. So this should be not Phalgu Bharagya. Phalgu Bharagya means a river is there.
Undercurrent. You can see only sands upside. But if you take some sand there,
all this is that kind. So, externally, we are giving up all these blessings, but by internally.
This is so much. So this is self-dukkha. Or market by Rajya.
Monkey has no nothing, no houses, nothing. But all this website is there
where any fruit, vegetable, anything to eat, always enjoying this civil monkeys, they have nothing else. So they are vairagya, nakedness, nothing owning, of his own,
no possession,
no, nothing. So this is called vairagya, market vairagya. Sometimes smasan vairagya. Smasan vairagya means anyone is dead in India.
Crematorium.
Crematorium. That anyone has death. And you have taken him to burial ground. All are weeping. Then you see that, one day all these people die. So I also must die. Now I am renowned. I have nothing to do at anyone. And he became so
renowned.
And when he returned to his home, his motherless mother has died. Motherless children were weeping and father saw. At first in burial ground he became like that. But when he returned, all boys were weeping and they came in the life of father. And then again Markat Vairag went and he began to be attached to him. So these are not Vairag. These are called Markat Phalgu Vairag. You should always know that if Bhakti is coming, his two sons are bound to come. Jnana and Vairagya. And then Jnana and Vairagya, that Sattva Jnana and Yukta Vairagya are helping always. Otherwise, if you have no Bhakti, there is Jnana and Vairagya, they will pull you rightly to help.
It is not possible for an embodied jeev to completely renounce the objects of the senses, but changing the enjoying tendency towards them while maintaining an understanding of their relation to Krishna cannot be called sense gratification. Rup, form, ras, taste, gandha, smell, sparsh, touch, and shabd, sound, are the objects of the senses. We should try to perceive the world in such...
But this is more important. Listen it very carefully. What?
We should try to perceive the world in such a way that everything appears related to Krishna.
Yes.
Meaning that we should see all jeeves as servants and maidservants of Krishna. See gardens and rivers as pleasurable sporting places for Krishna.
But he told? Oh, Prabhu. What he told? Why? You should repent. For a moment you should stand up. Again here.
We should try to perceive the world.
I know who are not hearing. I'm not mentioning. I will mention them and I will tell them also to stand up. All. I know. Some consideration towards half of these. not fully, but no consideration, no
confession
to you all, especially red cloth. Again?
We should try to perceive the world in such a way that everything appears related to Krishna, meaning that we should see all jeeves as servants and maidservants of Krishna.
Yes.
See gardens and rivers as pleasurable sporting places for Krishna. See that all types of edibles are to be used as an offering for his pleasure. In all types of aromas, perceive the aroma of Krishna Prasad. In the same way, see all types of flavors are to be relished by Krishna. See that all the elements we touch are related to Krishna, and hear only Harikatha, or narrations describing the activities of his great devotees.
How we can see? Now you can see. But be attentive. Don't take your like hearing, but we will know very he is not here. Don't do like this. This is important. Now that what we are thinking. Yes. Come here, expensing so much, so many hundreds of dollars, only to hear, not to take employment or anything. If you are thinking like that, you must be there. Not